Snape had glided over to their desk while they were talking. The whole class was now looking around at them. Malfoy took the opportunity to flash Potter Stinks across the dungeon at Harry. "Ah, reading magazines under the table as well," Snape added, snatching up the copy of Witch Weekly. "A further 10 points from Gryffindor. Oh, but of course." Snape's black eyes glittered as they fell on Rita Skeeter's article. "Potter has to keep up with his press cuttings." The dungeon rang with the Slytherins' laughter, and an unpleasant smile curled Snape's thin mouth. To Harry's fury, he began to read the article aloud.
"Harry Potter's secret heartache. Dear, dear Potter, what's ailing you now? A boy like no other, perhaps."
Harry could feel his face burning. Snape was pausing at the end of every sentence to allow the Slytherins a hearty laugh. The article sounded 10 times worse when read by Snape. Even Hermione was blushing scarlet now.
"Harry Potter's well-wishers must hope that next time he bestows his heart upon a worthier candidate. How very touching," sneered Snape,
rolling up the magazine to continued gales of laughter from the Slytherins.
"Well, I think I had better separate the three of you so you can keep your minds on your potions rather than on your tangled love lives. Weasley, you stay here. Miss Granger, over there, beside Miss Parkinson. Potter, that table in front of my desk. Move! Now!"
Furious, Harry threw his ingredients and his bag into his cauldron and dragged it up to the front of the dungeon to the empty table. Snape followed, sat down at his desk, and watched Harry unload his cauldron. Determined not to look at Snape, Harry resumed the mashing of his scarab beetles, imagining each one to have Snape's face.
"All this press attention seems to have inflated your already over-large head, Potter," said Snape quietly,
once the rest of the class had settled down again. Harry didn't answer. He knew Snape was trying to provoke him. He had done this before. No doubt he was hoping for an excuse to take around 50 points from Gryffindor before the end of the class.
"You might be labouring under the delusion that the entire wizarding world is impressed with you,"
Snape went on, so quietly that no one else could hear him. Harry continued to pound his scarab beetles, even though he had already reduced them to a very fine powder.
"But I don't care how many times your picture appears in the papers. To me, Potter, you are nothing but a nasty little boy who considers rules to be beneath him."
Harry tipped the powdered beetles into his cauldron and started cutting up his ginger roots. His hands were shaking slightly out of anger, but he kept his eyes down, as though he couldn't hear what Snape was saying to him.
"So I give you fair warning, Potter,"
Snape continued, in a softer and more dangerous voice.
"Pint-sized celebrity or not, if I catch you breaking into my office one more time..."
"I haven't been anywhere near your office," said Harry angrily, forgetting his feigned deafness.
"Don't lie to me!"
Snape hissed, his fathomless black eyes boring into Harry's.
"Boomslangskin, Gillyweed, both come from my private stores, and I know who stole them."
Harry stared back at Snape, determined not to blink or to look guilty. In truth, he hadn't stolen either of these things from Snape. Hermione had taken the Boomslangskin back in their second year. They had needed it for the Polyjuice potion, and while Snape had suspected Harry at the time, he had never been able to prove it. Dobby, of course, had stolen the Gillyweed. "I don't know what you're talking about," Harry lied coldly.
"You were out of bed on the night my office was broken into,"
Snape hissed.
"I know it, Potter. Now, Mad-Eye Moody might have joined your fan club, but I will not tolerate your behaviour. One more nighttime stroll into my office, Potter, and you will pay."
"Right," said Harry coolly, turning back to his ginger roots. "I'll bear that in mind if I ever get the urge to go in there." Snape's eyes flashed. He plunged a hand into the inside of his black robes. For one wild moment, Harry thought Snape was about to pull out his wand and curse him. Then he saw that Snape had drawn out a small crystal bottle of a completely clear potion.